Welcome to the Beehive Archive, a two-minute look at some of the most pivotal and peculiar events in Utah's history. As Salt Lake City and the rest of the U.S. industrialized in the late 19th century, life was changing rapidly. Growing cities presented bad smells and extreme pollution. One way Americans coped with the reality of urbanization was the creation of the pleasure resort. Branded as a way to return to nature and pastoral fantasy, pleasure resorts were a distinctly urban phenomenon. Fuller's Hill, located east of downtown Salt Lake City, was one such place, now lost to history. Started in 1875 on the slope just west of what is today the University of Utah, Fuller's Hill boasted a gorgeous view overlooking Salt Lake Valley for those who chose to visit for only 10 cents. It had constant entertainment, including games both familiar and obscure. One newspaper advertised sack racing, grab log, dipping for oranges, Copenhagen, stilt racing, croquet, and so forth. It promised a strong whirligig for the juveniles, an archery ground and bows and arrows, and of course, pretty and romantic arbors to promenade through. Perhaps its most famous attraction was the Camera Obscura. A large room with a pinhole viewfinder that allowed visitors to see images projected onto a wall. The first ever in Utah, the Camera Obscura was a predecessor to other entertainment like movies. Ads for Fuller's Hill also boasted the collection of curiosities and the monster devilfish. Apparently a kind of octopus, some visitors offered to buy the devilfish because it was such a large specimen, but the park decided to keep it for themselves, along with their Camera Obscura, whirligigs, and ice cream saloon. People trolleyed up to Fuller's Hill for practically any occasion, for Scottish immigration celebrations, school trips, firefighters' reunions, and even Queen Victoria's birthday. After receiving special permission from the Salt Lake Mayor to have fireworks there, visitors also went for Independence Day. But eventually, urbanization and population growth caught up to Fuller's Hill. Its magnificent and supposedly safe swing rides and zip lines gave way to the urbanization it was trying to escape. Find sources and past episodes of the Beehive Archive at utahhumanities.org. For the Beehive Archive, a production of Utah Humanities, I'm Megan Weiss.